7:30 to 7:20. Price is White Report. The interviewer is Lance Metz and Mr. Leon Dreyer, and we're going to be talking about what it was like to work on the boatyard and work on repairing the canals. Sir, you state your full name, please.
Walter David Mann.
How old are you, sir?
October, I'm going to be 75.
75. Where were you born?
Union Hill.
Where's that, sir, close to?
Right up here. The light is up in the hill there.
In Whitesport?
Yeah.
Did your father and your mother work on the canals?
My father did.
What was his name, sir?
John J. May.
John J. May. Has your family always been from this area?
Yeah.
When did you first start working on the canal?
I think it was around 1926.
1926. Why did you decide to work on it? Because your father?
My father was there. He was in the mill.
What do you mean by you being in the mill now?
The planing mill and the saws.
In the boatyard?
Yeah.
Here at Whitesport?
Here at Whitesport, then they went down to Lars.
Down at Lars. What was your first job in working for the canal company?
Labor.
In other words, you did what they told you to do?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of odd jobs type of thing?
Then went in the boatyard, helped there, learned it.
How long did it take you to learn how to build a boat?
Oh, geez. Pretty long. You don't learn that overnight.
2 or 3 years, you think, maybe?
Yeah, more than that.
What was some of the jobs they had to teach you? What were some of the trades and some of the crafts they had to teach you before you could build a boat?
Well, to put the uprights in, everything, put the ballstem in, and all the metal that went on, the shoes and stuff.
What do you mean by a shoe?
Well, it's a strip of iron on the bottom and kind of...
Like a runner.
Yeah, kind of going along the towpath, you know, get over to where the board's off.
What kind of wood did you use to build the boat?
Why, long leaf white pine.
Long leaf white pine. The ribs and everything were all white pine?
No, they were oak.
Oak. So the just the side, just the panel, or just the rib, just the plank
yeah,
were white pine. How long would it take to build a boat from scratch to finish?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. Because we used to build new ones and repair new ones. I can't tell.
Can't tell.
About a good week if they were on it, studied, right?
No longer than that. Because they're only about half a dozen men.
Half a dozen men. So you more or less had to know a lot of different skills to work in the boatyard.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have blacksmiths there working too to make your own iron?
Yeah. Blacksmiths and a helper.
Blacksmiths and a helper. Can you give me some of the jobs they had? You had 6 men. Give me some of the jobs that these men did.
Well, build the boat.
And repair them?
Yeah.
So you have like a carpenter. How many carpenters would you have of those six?
Well, about six of them.
Six of them. How many blacksmiths would you have?
One.
One.
And a helper.
And a helper. Bosses? Would you have many bosses?
Oh, yeah. In the boatyard, there was only one boss, I understand.
One boss.
But then it had other bosses around.
Other bosses. They worked for the canal company like they were in the boatyard?
Yeah, they just walked around, you know.
Why they moved from Whitesport down to Lorries?
Why, the upper end here didn't have so much boating to do, if you don't mind.
Wasn't so much business then?
No. Then they moved down there.
Was Lorries a more modern yard? Was it better to work down there?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
What year did they make the move?
I couldn't tell you.
23, they moved down.
I couldn't tell you. I never choked it up the heck with it.
Okay. How did you get back and forth to work? By train then?
By train, and at last it had the carry-all trucks.
How was all the machinery operated in the boatyard? By steam?
Steam.
Steam. I heard you had interesting firemen down at the down at Lorries, a pretty good sized man or something.
Yeah. Can't see.
That's a problem.
Problem is right. And everyone can see a little bit to one eye anymore.
Right. Don't want to get the sun into it if you can help it.
That's right. I had 4 operations on the eyes.
Oh, wow. Okay, down at the boatyard, didn't you have a pretty good... Laurie's a pretty heavy man. He was a fireman. He was quite a character.
Yeah, he helped with kins.
No, it's a swing that time when he...
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, he was a labor boss.
Yeah, he's a labor boss.
Labor boss.
Yeah.
Is he a good man to work for?
He was a little bit nuts, I say.
What ways?
He wouldn't want to do it, as he told you, quickly kick you through the ass, and he couldn't.
Kick you in the butt, huh?
Yeah, he tried to meet one day, he says, you son of a bitch, this is here, do that, I'll put a stick to take through your head. He didn't try it either.
Generally, the boss was pretty good, though, right?
Oh, yeah. But hey, he was nuts. Big, fat fella. About 250 pounds, I guess he weighed, or nothing more.
Yeah, more, I guess.
He didn't do it honest.
I'll tell you then when he's done talking to you, then, what we did with him.
Okay. How much were you paid to work in the boatyard?
I started in at 40 cents an hour.
What were you paid when you quit? Do you remember? When they closed it down?
Well, then we went up to Lake Harmony. We built a lodge up there.
Oh.
Split Rock Lodge.
You worked for the company or worked for somebody else?
For the company.
The company built Split Rock Lodge,
right? Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they built that.
That was on their coal, that was on their land they had up there then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did they tell you they were going to quit? What did they just say? They're not going to build boats anymore? Or how did they tell you?
Well, after the flip tone cleaned the canal out, you know.
In what year? In 42?
Yeah, that's the year it was 42.
You cut me.
That was 42.
Well, then we went up and started up the Split Rock Lodge. Yeah. Filled the road in there, from Blake the road in.
So when Nick was in, Klein, and Young Rary.
Yeah.
When they stopped running boats in 30, you still work when they were running the coal dirt? You still had the boatyard going when they were running coal dirt?
Oh, yeah.
You repaired the boats then for the coal dirt people?
Yeah. Well, see, they leased them from the company.
Oh, they leased it from the company. They didn't own the company. I think you called me that before this. They leased it from the company.
They paid them so much of them.
Yeah. Like royalty.
What were some of the most common repairs you had to make on boats? This thing would almost always happen to a boat. Anything in particular would happen?
Well, the sides, they got rotten, you know. The spikes went through it.
Mm.
They got rotten. And it leaked.
How long would it take a boat to, you know, a new boat to start to get this repaired?
Oh. I wouldn't like that.
It depends on how the captain took care of them, right?
That's right.
Are most of the captains particularly good care of the boats?
Yes. They got them all from the company. You know.
Were they? Sorry.
I don't know if they paid for much or how. I don't know.
I don't know how that was.
Did when you do you remember the last boats that were built? What years they were built and numbers or anything?
No. I don't believe Freddie Walsh down here even could tell you.
Well, I know they built the 200 and the 223 and them down there yet. And all them 200s, like 221 or 220, or 200 and the 202 and 223 and 227, and what the heck was it, 229, I guess.
Numbers in the month.
No, see the 115, Billy Schaefer's boat was built in Weisport yet, at 151. That was the last boat built in Weisport. Then they moved down there, then they built about 8 or 9, and they didn't build anymore after that.
Well, that's the flip.
Yeah.
Got down timbers and everything went off.
Yeah.
Well, buildings and all.
Yeah.
At Laurie's, knocked everything out.
Yeah.
I was down there, boy, that looked a mess down there.
If
you wouldn't know where the piers were, you know the piers are there yet. Other than that, you wouldn't know that there was the loading docks or anything no more. Yeah.
Well, everything was away.
Yeah, everything was away.
Do you remember ever having steel boats on the canal?
No.
Would the company buy the wood and like big logs and saw it up there?
No, they come regular.
Regular lumber.
Like planks.
Where did they buy the planks from?
They come out from out west someplace.
Out west?
Yeah. 44 feet long, the side there.
Wow.
Planks. About 2.5, 3 inches thick, some of them.
Wow.
Two men could, we could carry it.
That was all over.
No, long.
Your
feet.
Bottom planks. Or your side planks?
Yeah, side planks.
Did they use, I thought you used those on the side planks.
Oh, no. Long leaf.
Long
white
leaf.
Pine.
Oh, long leaf, white pine. Only hook in the bottom.
Oh, and bottom.
Oh, the bottom.
It took you, what, 2 men to lift one of these big long boards? Side planks.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, your high net stuck.
I believe it.
So the swing,
mm-hmm.
44 feet long.
What were they, about 8 or 10 inches thick? They're white.
8, 10, 12.
8, 10, 12.
Wow. How would they come in, by railroad?
Railroad.
Did, well, if you say you're going to start building a boat from scratch, what's the first thing you do?
Well, the bottom.
You put the ribs in, or would you put both the bottom first?
Well, the timbers are on the bottom where your spot gets spiked again, you know.
Oh, okay.
Then you put your ribs in.
Right.
Then you put your planks on. And balsam them on.
Yeah, just like you build a house, you start
on the scratch on.
Yeah.
Did you have like a slip way to get the boats in the water, or did you use a crane to get the boats in the water?
A crane. Well, it was a pulleys, you know.
Yeah.
They were vertically and in there that way. Boats and all that.
Right up.
Wow.
Now, ice sport, they took them out different.
Oh, yeah, with horse.
Yeah.
With merry-go-round.
Uh-huh.
You like a big bull wheel, and the horses would pull the rope or something?
Go around the ring.
And that would just pull the boats out of the water like on the windlass. They have like an inclined slope there they pull them out with then? Or?
Oh, yeah.
What was that line with wood or something to pull them up on? Or?
They used to have like a rail on.
A rail. Like a little railway or something to pull them out.
Like on the planes, they pull them up like that.
Like a Mars Canal plane.
Well, it's down there at large.
Yeah,
steam.
Yeah, they just hiked them out.
Didn't take long to come out.
About 4 or 5 minutes, they're rubber.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the reason they went to the Hinge boat too, mostly when they had it over here at Whiteport. They didn't need to take the whole boat up. See, they're right.
Did you make your ironware in the spot? Did you buy that someplace else too? Like your hinges and everything?
Well, they bought that.
They bought that. Yeah. Were all the boats always painted like a red or a brown? Or?
Yeah.
How were the boats given out to the people, like to the captains? How were they assigned? Just by luck, or could you pick your own boats?
I don't know. I won't tell you that.
You won't say that. Is there anything else you did at large besides building and repair boats? Do you ever have to work on the locks or anything?
Oh, yeah.
How would they
send the dams?
Or would they send you down on the work scow or something? How would you get from lorries down on a work scow or something to work on them?
Down there. In a lock.
Yeah, how would they transport you to the locks and dams to work?
Well, with a truck, something.
The trucks.
Yeah.
Were you still building work scows when you were working at Weisport?
And, oh, yeah.
Were they easier to build than like a freight boat?
Oh, like size. They were only about this high.
How about the mud diggers? You ever repair the mud diggers up there too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Were they harder to work on than the boats because they're so much bigger?
Oh, heck yeah. More harder.
Could you haul them out of the water or were they too heavy?
They were too heavy. They just fit what they could from the water and up, you know.
Mm.
I don't know what they ever would have done if a plank would have put the leak in there.
What did you use to caulk the boats?
Ogham.
Did you put pitch in it with it too, or?
After that's for the floor on the floors, you put pitch on it, hot pitch afterwards.
How long would it take you to caulk a boat?
I won't tell you that either.
Would one man caulk one boat by himself, or would you get two or three guys working on it at once?
Well, it's sometimes the whole gang, there's six of them. Just important, say now you repair maybe another boat. I come in, had a leak or something.
Mm-hmm.
You could keep the time.
They didn't keep much time that time.
Well, the boss did that.
Yeah. They didn't like the day they had to know how much time he got on that and how much time he got on the other one. That time they didn't work so strict.
No.
How long was it? How long was your working day? When did you start in the morning? When did you quit at night?
We went down with the trucks. 4:30 at night was.
Quitting time.
Quitting time. And it was up, you'd say about 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 when you got down, 4:30 when you quit.
Worked about an 8-hour day then.
Yeah.
Did you ever work on Saturdays or?
At first we used it, but at last business got slow, you know.
When they start getting slow, they start laying people off.
Yeah.
They start laying them off. How many guys are left when you're repairing the coal dirt boats?
Well, everything's been off, but that is the end of it.
That was the end of it.
No, but what he means, when the coal dirt boats went, coal boats went, you were all working, and when the coal dirt boats were going, you were still working at the same crew, but then after up at the where they built that up there at the Spitzbach Lodge. Then they overlaid all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, then they overlaid.
They all went up there. Yeah.
That was it. After Split Rock was done, they all laid you guys off?
Yeah, well, we built a couple of cabins yet.
Yeah.
Then the company got rid of everybody then.
He got rid of them.
Did
28 to 33 years some fellas worked.
Let him go.
Did they have a pension then?
No pension. Yeah. A couple of them, three or four, they get pension, $100 a month.
Yeah.
The rest get nothing.
That's bad. How long did your father work? Did your father work with you at the company? And you worked together at the company?
Well, he worked in the mill and I was in the yard.
Oh, I see. The mill is right next to the yard,
oh,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
They built a mill at Laurie's too?
Yeah.
Laurie's was a bigger operation than in most ways in Whitesport, right?
Oh, heck yeah. I guess it was.
Better working down there with all new equipment down there.
Yeah.
When you started to work, did you mostly use hand tools on the boats?
Oh, yeah. Except air drills.
Air drills.
And a pocket knife.
No pocket knife.
Did you own your own tools or did the company give you your tools? You owned your own tools.
They didn't give you nothing.
They didn't give you nothing.
No.
You went out and bought your own tools then?
Yeah, I had a.
What would you have in your toolbox when you're working on the boat? What kind of tools would you have?
Well, saw, hatchet, drills, and chisels and whatnot.
Would you have a particular kind of saw, or just like a regular carpenter saw?
Regular carpenter saws. Because they had big saws over in the mill, you know. Band saws and big circle saws, all driven with steam.
Yeah, a nice planing mill there.
Oh, yeah. Big planer.
Yeah.
How many boats did you build a year?
Just according to how they needed them.
Wasn't like you might be like two or three a year, four or five
a
year?
Yeah, some three, four.
Did the design of the boats change as you worked, or they always stayed the same?
Same.
Did they have like one set of blueprints they always used, or did you get so good you could build a boat from almost memory?
You build them from memory at last.
Build from memory.
The only thing what they did there, they brought the boss them up more in the front in the last couple of years. Then.
Yeah, around them a little bit.
Yeah, around them a little more in the front, and they pulled them up, that they wouldn't drag so much water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about the only change they did on them. Other than that, they were just about pretty the same.
So by the time you guys were done, you could just take a boat and just build the whole thing from memory.
Yeah.
They could make it up at night. They know right away how to go to the next one.
Would you use a lot of nails in the boats, or you mostly use wooden pegs?
Spikes.
Big spikes. How long would they last before they start to rust?
Cut spikes.
Yeah.
No, puckers wouldn't rust.
They wouldn't rust?
No.
Were they galvanized steel, or were they
no,
iron?
No, just something like iron.
Mmm.
All cut.
All cut. They weren't wire nailed, and they were just
no.
Like...
No. No nails. It took more nails to hold them together.
Ah.
From 4 inches on up to 6 inches. Cut spikes.
Cut spikes. Were all the cabins always built the same?
Yeah.
What would you put in the cabin? Two, three bunks, or...?
There's only one bunk that I ever seen in.
They had two, one on the front, one on the bottom.
No, the last I've seen.
Well, maybe they tore them out.
Unless they laid them down, that
yeah,
I've never
they
seen
them. Down, yeah. You can lay them down, lay them up, you know, pull them up. But then they tore a lot of them out when they went to the
coal guard
line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, when they tore,
yeah, tore
everything out.
The coal dirt boats were torn out to get more coal in the, and more coal dirt in the boats?
They didn't need them.
Didn't need them.
See, the boatman slept in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had his meal and everything.
Did you ever go on a boat for a trip on a boat?
We had enough trouble with them. So
you had enough trouble, you didn't want to bother with them,
right? Put me in and out, slip there.
What do you call, used to do the boating, what was your name, daughter or what was it, sir? Who used to do the boating on there and drive the mules? Well, they used to fetch a boat or something, or...
They used to bring...
stone boat down.
Sometimes a coal dirt man brought them down, not even up to the company tug and fetch them.
Yeah.
What was the company tug like? What was like a something special boat?
Big wheel in the back.
Big paddle wheel.
Yeah.
The one that had a tractor on it?
Yeah.
A Fordson tractor or something?
Yeah, some of it is steam, too.
It's steam. They were all paddle wheels, though.
Yeah.
That's what my grandfather had down at 3 Mile Dam. He had
right.
Paddle wheels. Yeah.
Did the boatman and the boatyard workers, the boatman always treat you guys pretty good?
Oh, yeah. There were some rummies on.
Some rummies. What do you think of that?
What would you do during the winter time when the boats were laid up? Just work on repairs?
Repair. I'd build new ones.
And build new ones.
New ones in the winter.
That's how they start out years ago.
Yeah. Did you always work harder getting ready for the boats for spring? Was it always harder work in the spring getting the boats ready to go?
You always get used to it.
Did you have a lot of boats come by with broken cleats? Is that pretty common to have cleats tore off the boats and stuff?
Very seldom.
Very seldom. What was the most common thing that happened to a boat?
Well, I said spring leaks, maybe.
Spring leaks.
Or maybe if you go alongside the canal bed, you know, it catch.
Scrape it up.
Tear a plank off.
Oh.
That's why they had this iron bottom, like runners.
You refer to a stone boat. What was the stone boat?
Here it is. That half boat that I showed you.
Oh, that half boat they built.
Yeah, that's here, right there. That's the stone boat they had. The one that he was having to see, that was a small boat.
Right.
The height there.
He was for the haul of dirt and stone away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you build many of those half boats?
No.
They only had one or two, I guess, didn't they?
As far as I know.
Yeah. They didn't have
many of them.
No, not at last. No, they only had the one at last. I guess the other one they jumped or something or what they did.
Well, down the hole.
Yeah.
Did you want to sink the boats in that quarry?
Yeah.
What year did they sink them in?
Any time they had wanted to, wasn't fit anymore.
How'd they get the boats between the towpath and the quarry?
Yeah, they dug a channel through.
Dug a channel through?
Yeah.
They fill it back up again then later?
No, that I know of.
Yeah, they clubs fill it in then.
Did they?
Yeah.
The club, so you could go right from the channel right into the quarry any time you wanted. How would you sink the boats? Just drill holes in the bottom?
Drill holes, 2.5-3 inch holes in. Lift the plank, line planks up, drill a couple holes in, then get the hell out and jump for land.
How long will it take the boat to sink?
That's a good question. Let's see how the water came in.
How the water came in.
Yeah, how fast it came in.
Did you ever weight the boat with stones to make it sink faster?
No.
Didn't have to.
No. Sometimes they sit a day or two up, you can see them. Better get a water log.
Some of the boats are pretty deep in that quarry, aren't they?
They say it is.
How many boats think are down there?
Wouldn't tell you.
Over 20, you think?
I don't know. I'd have to tell you they're all right there.
Well, most of the boats that sank there in good shape or pretty bad shape?
Pretty bad.
See, the reason why, I'm kind of curious. They're trying to bring one up down there, and they're working like crazy.
They're crazy.
That's what I'm saying. They're all in pretty bad shape when they brought them down there?
And they had iron fleas on, you know, for stuff. They all took those off. But the wooden ones are left on.
Ah. Oh. So all the ironware took off the boat as much as they could to salvage it.
That's right. And the hinges and stuff.
So they sank boats every time a boat wore out, they take it down there and just sink it to get rid of it.
Yeah. When they were too rotten.
How would you bring the boats down? Would you take them down by mules or?
No, they floated down.
Floated down. You just float them down the canal and just let them
Well, then one or two men were on his poles and got it in there.
Oh, I see. Who made the decision the boat was no good sinking? The company, one of the bosses of the boatyard, or?
Well, the boss.
The boss. Who were your bosses at the boatyard?
Bill Greenswag was our main boss.
He was the main boss?
Yeah.
At both Whiteport and Laurie's?
Yeah.
Who was under him? Who was like your pusher, your foreman?
Well, he did that all.
That's right.
Then the superintendent was there.
Was I am church there?
He used to come there at church, then after church, then Edsel Swank.
Hazy?
Hazy Swank.
Was Edsel ever a superintendent or assistant superintendent?
Yes, kick of him.
He never went very far then, huh?
No. See, he was Edsel's
brother.
Brother.
That's why they kept him on, because he was I see. I was going to ask you about the boatyard. Your boss would work right along with you, then he'd pick up a hammer and work right along with you?
No.
He just did paperwork and stuff?
Yeah, and he'd watch.
Would you work outside in the wintertime most of the time?
No, under roof.
Like a big open shed?
Oh, a shed where you pull the boats out, you know.
Oh, so boats were actually undercover in most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
When
you were working.
Yeah, I'm sure. Do you remember Joe Reed?
Oh, yeah.
Was he quite a character?
All right to me.
How about Charlie and Frank Morrell? You remember them?
No, I don't know.
You don't remember them?
Mm-hmm. That must have been before my time.
Well, they were on that, when you were down at Laurie.
Yeah, but where were they?
They were down
the Delaware. Oh, well, geez, I didn't see them.
Were any of the private boats ever repaired up at Laurie? Just a company boats.
Yeah.
Private boats were repaired
up
there. How were they different than the company boats? Were they built different?
They were built a little different.
Were they better boats, or you think?
No. I think the company was better. The
company was better.
I'd say.
How much would the company charge to repair a boat, you think?
We never found that out.
Never found it out?
No. They were dummies.
So they just told you what to do, and all the money went to the bosses and everything.
Right.
What was the worst boat you ever had to repair? One was damaged the most you had. Any one particular boat stick out in your mind as being abused?
Oh. I want to tell you, he's got some of a couple of rummies on there, you know how they are.
Mm-hmm.
You had never done trouble with them.
Do you have any other relatives besides your father who worked on the worked in the boatyard?
No.
You remember when that boat went down over the dam that time at Easton?
At Easton?
Yeah, Keller.
No, I heard say about it.
Yeah. He's still living, kid.
Is he?
Yeah, he's about 63 or 64. We had him up on Sunday. Yeah, he's still living.
He was telling us a story. It used to be some kind of like a hand car. He used to use a switch stuff around at Laurie's. Do you remember that?
Oh, like they have on the railroad, you know.
Yeah.
No pump runner, just a...
It's just a push cart.
Push on the rail, you know.
On the rail. Do you remember anybody ever falling off one of the chutes and getting killed or, you know?
Not my time.
Tell me a story again. You were at, it was a hand truck up there at Laurie's, right?
Yeah, I used to take up on the hill there and coast down the boatyard.
Yeah, timbers on, haul down from the ship down to the...
Yeah, on at night when you went home, we used to take it up the track and get a ride on it.
up on the main line?
Oh, yeah, the one kid fell...
No, on the sideline.
On the sideline.
Side
one, yeah, we had it on the main line one night, too.
You and Keller?
Yeah. And then, that's right, I guess one of the guys did fall off the truck when we came down there one night.
Was there railroad siding coming into Laurie's?
Oh, yeah.
What railroad was it? The
Central.
Central.
Way up at the other end of the yard. Come in.
Well, Central was owned by the company, wasn't it, basically?
I don't know if it's on the Central railroad. I didn't tell you.
That's where all your lumber and all your supplies came in?
Yeah.
How many buildings do you have at Laurie's?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, as far as I know.
Were they pretty good sized buildings?
Some of them. Well, so you had to be for the 6, 44 foot lumber, and
yeah,
had to be long.
Would you age the lumber at all before you used it?
That was aged when it come.
It was aged when you come.
Yeah.
You could take a railroad box car and use it.
That was good lumber too that time.
Oh, you tell me. That was best.
Yeah.
Company must pay a good price for it then.
I don't know what to.
Well, that time, what the heck, they might have built a boat for about $600, right?
I don't know.
Not much. Today they couldn't even
build
it for about 70,000, maybe 70,000.
Were there any stiff boats left on the canal when you were boating?
No.
Stiff boats were all gone?
Yeah.
Did you ever build any of the mud diggers they already built by the time you were there?
They were built, but we repaired them.
Just like the upper planks and everything you repaired?
Yeah.
Were they kept at Laurie's during the winter time?
Sometimes they kept them at different places.
Where else would they keep them at?
Well, say maybe up on a level someplace.
Keep up on a level someplace?
Yeah. At the Lumber Canal.
Keep it down home sometimes already.
No, I was talking about the mud diggers.
The mud diggers.
Yeah.
Sometimes they brought the mud digger down at the yard.
Down at the yard.
Yeah.
How many boats would you have at the yard, say, over winter time, laid up? Dozen?
No, more than that. More than a dozen.
25, 30 maybe?
No, I'd say between 50 and 20.
50 and 20. The last year they were boating, say, like around 31 or 32. Do you know how many boats were operating then?
Well, not a heck of a lot. They got less and less every year. These here coal dealers, you know. They went away from boat, they got it in by truck, you know.
Got in by truck.
Yeah.
How many, what would you say, maybe a dozen last year, maybe six, seven last year?
I don't know, there weren't many anymore.
Weren't many. You boated last year, you and your brother boated last year, right? How many?
Second last year we boated down there on the bridge.
How many boats were running last year? Maybe
last dozen? Year they run. They had about 13 or 14 boats, I guess, that was all on.
Yeah, maybe it was on Bristol too. We had, I mean, it just the
all together. They had about 13 or 14 boats, but the year before that, they had about 24, 26.
Yeah, at first it was
it was
full.
Yeah, at first there was a lot of them. Even before my time, they were telling me that there were over 1,000 boats on there, 1,200 boats at one time. But then there the second last year we boated. Well, then they only had about 25 or 26 on, and that's how we got the boats. Then me and my brother. And then after that, they were only supposed to go in 32, they were only supposed to go to Easton. Then they opened up to go down to Delaware in July, I guess it was, then we went down there. And then we finished the Delaware yet in 32. So 32 was the end of the last of the year then down there. And we were home before November, but some of the guys, I mean before Thanksgiving, and then some of the guys that were down there yet, they came home right after Thanksgiving. Yeah. You know, when I look at that picture of me and my brother, that looks like my dad going there going up for it.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
He's taking a mule through there.
Mr. May, after you were done building Split Rock Rodge and the company laid you off, what did you do for a living then?
Well, worked for all the contractors.
Carpenter?
Yeah. I had 28 years by the company. Some fellas had 33 years.
Threw them right out.
Would you go back on the canal to work equipment again if it was going?
No.
Wouldn't you?
Why, because they laid you off, or?
No, I want to tell you. Every one fella that worked there last, they get arthritis and stuff. You worked in the water sometimes, maybe up to here.
Really?
Yeah, at the dams.
At the dams?
Yeah, repair the dams.
That must have been a rough job.
Oh, it was. Certainly was rough.
Let's talk about that for a minute. When they told you Dan was coming and had to repair a dam, you probably thought it was a lousy job. You probably didn't like it when you heard it, did you, when they had to go repair a dam, right?
Well, it was work.
It was work.
They didn't know better.
You didn't know better. How would they start repairing? Would they start, what was the first thing you do?
Boy, tear the decks off, you know, with the planks are rotten, and take the logs out of the rotten, build from there and up again.
But we repair the cribs and, you know. And
oh, yeah.
How long will it take you to build? We say like 3 mile dam or big dam. How long will it take to repair that dam?
Oh, well, I don't know how many men were on there anymore. And it started in, so it's July, July or August.
Mm-hmm.
Till fall, so it gets cold. And it's finished.
You would actually stand on the dam while you're working on it and the water be flowing all around you and everything? Or they?
Well, we had coffee dams.
Copper dam, too.
Yeah, but you had to go in there to set them up, though.
Oh, you had to win the water to put the copper dam up.
Tear them out again.
How were the copper dams made out of? Wood or stone?
Wood.
Would you have them built and like prefabricate and drop them in? Or?
No.
You'd cut them off the timber at the site, just build them at the site?
I was just going to work and had a piece of wood this way, mm-hmm. and up here, and a braze on here. And you spike them down the deck.
Right.
Then you float through planks in the front. He tends up against the water.
Okay.
That's how he kept going around in court.
Right.
Put sod in.
You put sod inside the copper dam to keep it?
Outside.
Outside.
See, that sucked against.
Right, and it made a good, a nice tight
yeah.
seal. How often would you have to repair a dam?
I wouldn't tell you that.
What caused most of the damage to the dam? Ice and things?
Ice. They got a rod and ice, got a whole lot and ripped them right off.
The top planks.
Top planks, all got.
I want to put him on the dam as before again. I want to make him a repairman.
I tell you, I don't know if I could do it.
I don't think you stay on very long.
I don't think I stay on very long either. That must
be. Next thing that gets full once and the ice comes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Look, would you wear extra heavy clothing to keep warmer?
No.
What would you wear when you were on the dam? Just like a shirt and a wool shirt and a pants, something? Or
yeah, pants.
Boots. Heavy boots, leather boots? Or
sometimes rubber boots. Rubber sometimes boot. Indoor the boots.
Indoor the boots.
You think it is in that amount.
You have to dip your boots out then.
Yeah.
They pay extra working on the dams?
No. Same thing.
Same thing. How about lock? Do you ever have to work on the lock gates?
I didn't work much on the lock gates. Oh, in the winter I helped to make gates, you know. But I never helped to install them.
They would make the gates with lorries and,
yeah,
and ship them down. Would they bring them down by boat?
Put one aboard on a scow.
They have them built in one piece, they put them on a scow and take them down?
Yeah, the one here. The lock is in two pieces.
Mm-hmm.
One goes this way and the other goes that way.
Right.
One of each they put on.
Did you build drop gates too?
Oh, yeah.
They were probably easier to work on than the miter gate, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't much work.
What kind of wood would you use for build a lock gate?
Same long leaf.
Long leaf.
Yeah.
You never used oak for the lock gates at all?
Some the...
The cross tip, big heavy timbers would be
oak?
Yeah. What was the last dam they repaired? All dams are gone now, I guess. Three-mile dam, the last one that went.
I don't know. What's the Lehigh Gap, I think, was the last dam. I wouldn't argue anymore.
The last dam repaired.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised because I don't... maybe it's my repaired at the Eastern Dam, I think it was repaired down there while we were boating yet.
Yeah, but the
same dam. Same dam, I think it was repaired down there when we were boating yet, down there. I think the chain dammies were on one
window. I would work on the hill.
Did you ever go down the Delaware Canal to work?
A couple times.
What did you do down there?
Why, same.
Same thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put up signs or anything like that.
How did they send you down? By truck or?
Truck.
The company have a lot of trucks the last couple of years they worked?
Well, they had three carry-alls.
What was like a carry-all, like a pickup today or?
No, a big.
Big truck.
Yeah, big truck. Then they had seats and oversized.
Like a bus.
Yeah. Like a bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no seat, no regular, no folding seats.
Yeah.
Right alongside.
Oh. So you face the guy across from you. Like an army truck.
Yeah,
like
you put your feet on here and one of your steps on the other one.
They had a bench on the side to like.
Ah.
They had a Dodge here. The one with the Dodge, I don't know what the other was.
Dodges.
Yeah, Dodge.
I think they had the last one for it, the last one.
Yeah.
When you repaired the dams, you put big spikes in, wouldn't you? Like huge spikes in the hold those timbers together?
Yeah.
Would you cut those timbers, those logs, up on the site to fit, or would you have them pre-cut?
For the top log, you know, for the spike, that was one slap taken off, you know. Make it E-flat.
Okay, you cut a flat top on that one.
It was cut on.
It was cut on before you brought it down.
Yeah.
How about the other logs?
Well, you notched them there.
But they were all cut to like a standard size before you brought them down?
See, then they didn't notch them here, you know.
Yeah. You'd notch them at the mill or you'd notch them down your repair?
Right there
at the site.
To level them up.
Oh, I see. What would you use, axes or would you have like...
Axes and asses.
Axes and asses.
Mm-hmm.
They are, of course, your own tools. You had your own axes and asses with you.
Yeah, axes for the companies.
Axes with the company. How about the asses?
Axes with your own.
Asses with your own, but the axes with the company.
Yeah.
You remember what brand tools you used to buy? Were there like one brand of tools better than the others?
Didn't have the names on them.
Didn't have the names on them.
I guess they bought it by the lump, you know. They were good tools, though.
They last you a long time.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. You know, I didn't realize, when you think about repairing a dam, what it's going to cost them. Leon, how much is it going to cost to repair the Allentown Dam?
$3 million.
$7 million, I guess.
$7 million.
$3 million. They want 3 years to build it. What do you think of that?
They're crazy.
I know they are. $7 billion.
Hey, they're crazy in the first place to put it in.
Hey, it's all right. They put it in. I need people to put a power plant in there.
Yeah, but they won't.
No, they won't do it. They want to build this damn atomic or these nuclear mines or something. Right there, they got it. They want to build the dam. Leave the PPL for the big what you call it in there. Then they got it right there. But now they tore the one down up here up at Hotto.
Yeah.
They had an ice there. They went
and
tore that down.
They have a dam up there?
Oh, yeah, they had a nice, beautiful place up there, Hotto.
Well, it was a power plant, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Why'd they tear it down?
I don't know.
Huh.
They got too much money.
That's right. And the poor people pay for it.
Yeah.
Did the company ever generate its own power off the canal, do you remember?
Not that I know of.
I don't think they did.
No.
They might. Well, no, they would have had. They had air. They had air compressors, they had the power there.
Gasoline air compressors.
Yeah.
Gasoline air compressors.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have, the flood knocked everything out in 42, right?
Yeah.
Did
Had the company planned to run the coulter after 41?
Well, that was up to the fellow that took it off the dams. He could.
The contractors.
Yeah.
In other words, it was his decision whether how much he wanted to run.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember the names of some of the contractors that ran? Were the boats pretty badly beaten up when they were using them for coal dirt?
Oh yeah, they burned. They didn't want to use it for big coal anymore.
So they pretty much knocked them about then.
Yeah.
Could you haul more coal dirt than you could big coal in a boat?
I guess about the same.
Yeah, they didn't even carry as much as we. They only carried about 65 or 80 tons.
Well, it's just for how much they fill them.
Yeah. About 75, 80 tons you could put in there.
When did your father quit working at the boatyard?
Well, just before he got laid off. They pensioned him. He had his cripple. He pulled one side of his ribs and knocked off.
How did that happen?
Down the mill.
Was it an accident or?
No, accident, sure. See, that was all sought by power, steam power, you know.
Right.
And that has power, and the big flat belt by this way. And those belts don't slip easy. And a piece of wood got caught in the saw.
Whipped out and hit your father.
Yeah.
Wow. It must have really knocked him around then pretty badly.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He laid up for quite a while.
Oh yeah.
Remember what year that happened?
No, I don't.
Didn't happen too long after
you
were down there.
It was just happened before I started in.
Yeah. Well, I thought that happened down there at Quarry.
Yeah.
What? How old were you when you started then?
Oh, me?
Yeah, down there.
Well, I'm 26, and I was born in 1996.
So you're about 20 years
20
old.
20 years.
Had you had other jobs before that?
Yeah, I was working for a small Coke milkman for a while. 6 months, I told him to go to hell. $16 a week.
The company paid you more than that.
Oh, yeah.
But he popped out of my job.
Did your dad train you how to, did he show you how to work with tools before you went down there?
No, he didn't have none to do, to train her.
So you started out right from scratch then?
Yeah, it was for labor, and then they needed somebody to load coal. If one man was not, you know, I had to go there.
Okay. Was there a great sense of pride working for the company when you first started, like you really had a good job?
Oh, yeah. Heck, when you're young, you think it's a big thing going, you know. Then they had a stationary engineer. If the dinky didn't come in, had a shift tool car, you know, for
right.
A dump. Had an engine back there, station.
Right.
I had to run that.
You had to run the dinky little engine to move stuff around. It must have been a good job.
Oh, I liked that.
Who taught you how to run that? One of the engineers? Or?
Why, one of the fellows.
One of the fellows. You were sort of a jack of all trades then.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow.
Do you remember when the engine house burned down?
The engine house?
Yeah, when they first went down there, they built it. Place where they kept the engine in at night. Right above the lock there, above pins there. No. Where they, right above the crustle. Don't you remember that?
No.
Yeah, that burned down.
That was before my time.
Oh, you were down. Didn't you get down from up here? From
yeah.
Westport? Yeah, when they moved down there, it was only down about 1929 or 1930.
Yeah, but see, when they tore a locked coal port down, you know, he used to load for coal there.
Yeah.
I helped to turn that down.
Yeah.
From then on, we went down.
You have to tear Coalport down for my chunk.
Yeah.
Was it hard tearing it down?
Oh, yeah. Pull all the spikes out and loading it on a flat car.
That was a huge trestle, wasn't it, up there?
Oh, yeah, it was high. Oh, God.
How long did it take you to tear it down?
You didn't see no time.
Maybe you were down then when that burned on, and maybe you were working up here.
Maybe.
Then. Yeah, that burned down on a Friday or Saturday night or Sunday. Then they had to wait till they got mentioned from up around somewhere, I forget where they got the engine down then. Took them in the afternoon till they got the engine done. I remember that yet.
Was the engine all burned up too?
Well, it was all damaged. I don't know whether they were rebuilt or not. It was a little hinky dingy they used to have there.
Well, that's the last. It was a dingy from the coal, from the mines.
Yeah, I guess they got this one from Lehigh, New England, or up there or something, or Ottawa. I don't know where they got it from.
Okay, that just about concludes the interview for this tape. I want to thank you, Mr. May, for giving you time. Let's come talk to you again sometime, if you wouldn't mind.
I'm always home.
I'd love to come talk to you, take a
picture.
A
pretty nice red hair, blondie long.
I don't know. I can see you can arrange that. I don't know. Tease me a little bit, but... You have to come down sometime, get down on our canal boat ride.